Welcome to the Educational Leadership Moment, where you'll gain valuable insights on research-based and experientially learned educational leadership principles and best practices that promote student success. I'm Dr. Kim Moore, your host. With my extensive experience as a classroom teacher, school administrator, and central office staff member, I'm dedicated to sharing effective strategies to ensure student achievement. So, grab your favorite beverage, a pen or a pencil, and a notepad, and get ready to take notes. And if you find this moment valuable, and I am confident that you will, please like, subscribe, and share with your colleagues, friends, and family. Thank you for joining me on the Educational Leadership Moment. Now, get ready to take your educational leadership to the next level. And remember, when students are led well, they learn well. As education extends its reach beyond the confines of the school gates, the broader community emerges as an essential thread in the intricate fabric of learning. As a classroom teacher, I served as the chairperson for our Spirit Committee. During my tenure, I had the opportunity to plan the 20th year celebration for our high school. Well, it was an excellent opportunity to partner with our community and recognize the impact of our school on the community. During one of our meetings, I shared my desire to build a structure for our football team to run through as the team entered the field, similar to what you see if you watch professional football. Well, two members of the community thought it was a great idea and agreed to lead the project. So as a part of the celebration, we christened the new structure with the team running through the stable. Now, you may be wondering, why was it a stable? Because our school mascot was a cowboy. So we were known as the Cowboys. It was just a spectacular event to see the students running through the stable with a little smoke going and just smiling. As these students entered the field, everyone was cheering. Over the next several weeks, we received feedback on the positive impact on the school culture. You see, our community members were integral in building a strong school culture. This blog post delves into the crucial role of community members as stakeholders in the school district. Whether residents have children in the schools or not, their presence contributes to the social and cultural context in which education unfolds. Their support, engagement, and feedback are invaluable in fostering strong ties between schools and the community. You see, a diverse tapestry of perspectives is the result when you bring community members into the conversation of education. By bringing them into the conversation, you get that rich diversity of perspectives, experiences, and talents to the educational landscape. Whether it's parents, grandparents, business owners, or local artists, each individual contributes unique insights that enrich the learning environment. This diversity helps create a well-rounded educational experience that reflects the varied facets of the community. Supporting educational initiatives. The support of community members is instrumental in the success of various educational initiatives, from fundraising events to volunteer programs. The active involvement of the community enhances the resources available to schools, whether providing mentorships, participating in career talks, or offering resources for special projects. Community support, well, it opens the doors to enriching student opportunities. Community members strengthen social and cultural contexts. They do this by contributing significantly to the social and cultural context in which education occurs. Local businesses, cultural organizations, and community events shape the environment where students learn and grow. Their interconnectedness helps students see the real-world relevance of their education and fosters a sense of belonging within the broader community. Engagement in decision-making is another area where you can invite the community to be a part of. Because when you have community engagement, you have a powerful force that can influence the school's district's decision-making process. Whether it's participating in town hall meetings, serving on advisory committees, or providing feedback on educational policies, the involvement of community members ensures that decisions align with the needs and aspirations of the local population. The collaborative approach strengthens the connection between schools and the community they serve. Another way that the community helps is by providing feedback as a catalyst for improvement. You see, community feedback catalyzes continuous improvement. By actively seeking and listening to the perspectives of community members, schools can identify areas for enhancement and innovation. This collaborative feedback loop fosters a culture of responsiveness, ensuring that the educational system evolves in sync with the changing needs and expectations of the community. Building a foundation of trust is one of my favorite areas in which we connect with the community. You see, the relationship between schools and the community is built on trust. When community members feel heard, valued, and actively engaged in the educational process, a foundation of trust is established. This trust is a cornerstone for successful partnerships, creating a positive cycle where community support leads to enhanced educational outcomes, and in turn, further strengthens community ties. This is one of my favorite quotes. It's the connection between schools and communities that creates greatness in schools. That quote was said by Bill Ayers. You see, community members are integral stakeholders in the school district, contributing to the local education fabric. Their support, engagement, and diverse perspectives shape the social and cultural context in which learning unfolds. By fostering strong ties between schools and the community, we create an environment where education is not just an isolated endeavor, but a collaborative and enriching journey that benefits everyone involved. Thank you for tuning in to this educational leadership moment. If you enjoyed listening, subscribe to my moments on your favorite platform to receive notifications when we release new moments. Also, don't forget to check out our past moments, which are available for free on all major platforms. In these timeless episodes, we cover a range of topics related to educational leadership that are just as relevant today as when they were first released. To learn more about improving student success, please visit my website at kimdmoore.com. There are resources and information for you, your team, and your organization. I'm Dr. Kim Moore, your educational leadership guide, and I believe that when students are led well, they learn well. Have a blessed day.